And it's now 20 minutes past 8 o'clock. The latest census reveals a trend among immigrants in Massachusetts. More than half of the immigrants in the Bay State are now U.S. citizens, and that's outpacing the U.S. average. Joining us to talk about this is Maria Hinojosa, host of the WGBH radio program Latino USA. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Boston.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation, or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
Well, this scene of immigrants taking their U.S. citizenship oath at Faneuil Hall is repeating itself quite often all over the state. And every year we're adding 20,000 naturalized citizens to the population of Massachusetts. Maria, what impact is this having on the culture and economy of the state?
Well, what it means, Bob, is more businesses and essentially more of a commitment to civil society and more of an ownership of Massachusetts and the country by these immigrants. In your state, immigrant does not necessarily equal undocumented. In fact, if you flip the story around and look at the positive impact of immigrants becoming citizens, it can actually re-inspire citizens about civil society and democracy. For example, I chose to become a citizen in the late 1980s, so did my husband. So voting in our house is a real event, and many new citizens who have gone through the citizenship, they can often feel reinvigorated about democracy since now they're adult experts in how our government works. So if you want to feel inspired about democracy and American society, you might just want to ask an immigrant about it, and you might be surprised.
Well, how does Massachusetts compare nationally?
So the growth in naturalization is part of a larger national trend of immigrants becoming American citizens, although there are a few wrinkles. A Pew Hispanic study came out at the beginning of this month about how Mexicans actually naturalize at a lower rate, almost half of other immigrant groups. So giving up your mother country can be hard as well. Many Mexicans are hugely patriotic about Mexico. And while you can now be a dual Mexican and U.S. citizen, which was denied for decades, you don't have to give up one country for another. But some analysts say that this lag in Mexicans becoming American citizens might also be a consequence of the very mixed messages that Mexican immigrants get in this country, which, of course, under the Obama administration, has detained and deported more Mexican immigrants than any other immigrant group. So it might be understandable that some, unfortunately, find a complicated allegiance to this country.
Well, Maria, this Sunday the Oscars will be presented, and while there is a strong African-American presence among nominated films, Denzel Washington in Flight, Jamie Foxx in Django Unchained, and Kwavansune Wallace in Beast of the Southern Wild, the closest thing to Latino representation among the nominees is the Latin American entry for Best Foreign Film, the Chilean film No. Of course, then there is Argo, nominated for 7 Oscars.
You think this is more plausible than teachers?
Yes, we do. One, there are no more foreign teachers in Iran.
And we think everybody knows Hollywood people. And everybody knows they'd shoot in Stalingrad with Pol Pot directing if it would sell tickets. There are only bad options. It's about finding the best one.
Well, the real-life CIA agent at the center of the story is named Tony Mendez and played by the movie's director Ben Affleck. What reactions have there been to having a Latino character played by a prominent non-Latino actor?
Well, among the Latino film world, this did come up quite a bit, and some have said that you needed a box office draw kind of actor in order to play this part, and it is really a wonderful part. Now, Ben Affleck said that he felt his decision was okay because he received Tony Mendez's blessing, and because, frankly, Mendez doesn't consider himself, he doesn't quite identify as Latino. He's fourth-generation Mexican-American, grew up in Nevada. So this is another interesting look into the conversation around Latino identity. On the other hand, Latinos buy 1 in 4 movie tickets in the United States, and they do want to see themselves reflected. So there is a critique about how this move perpetuates the cycle of changing ethnicities or downplaying non-whiteness. In fact, Montezuma Esparza, a well-known Mexican-American director, wrote a column where he said basically at this point, Tony Mendez's ethnicity is stolen from the Latino community at a time when Latinos in this country have been demonized. So he says our real national Latino heroes, if they were acknowledged, what would this do in terms of the Latino patriotism of understanding their contributions to the United States. Interesting conversation.
Yes, there is an alternative movie that's opening nationwide today. In fact, it's clearly centered on a Latino cultural world. Bless Me Ultima, an adaptation of the 1972 Rodolfo Anaya novel by the same name.
What's that?
It's the spirit of the river.
Can it speak?
Yes. Listen.
What's it saying?
You want to know so much.
Maria, how is this movie different from what Hollywood thinks will sell when it comes to Latinos?
Well, Bless Me Ultima, which, by the way, is directed by a non-Latino, but clearly one who understood the delicate politics around Latino identity, is a fascinating movie. It was based on the book Bless Me Ultima, which really now is required reading in most middle schools across the United States. But no studio has backed this movie for distribution, though it's already made $500,000 in El Paso and in New Mexico. Today it releases in 30 cities around the country. There's an audience that is hungry for this material. On Latino USA this week, we spoke to Miriam Colon, who is the star of the film.
I've done a lot of roles, you know, the little harlot and the illiterate peasant arriving in town and this and that. But to find a character like Ultima, which is part of our history, of our reality, is good.
So if you want to see a beautiful film, then this is it. Though some have criticized it for being a little bit too slow or too traditional, I really enjoyed seeing a curandera, a native healer, as a central character in a big feature film.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. And you can hear Maria's program, Latino USA, this and every Sunday night at 6 o'clock right here on WGBH Radio. Thank you, Maria.
Until next time.
And you are listening to WGBH's Morning Edition.